You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Arms Corps, the Arms Procurement Division of the Department of Defense in South Africa, has announced that it is looking to engage the expertise of external consultants to potentially review its portfolio of intellectual property assets. Now, when we last had some measure of this portfolio, it was estimated back in 2016, a little over 10 years ago, at being worth around 400 billion rand. We're going to see if we can make sense of these developments and this announcement in a bit more detail with our resident military and defense analyst, independent expert, Kobus Mare. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Kobus, lovely having you back on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start perhaps with a bit of background here, a bit of history around this particular intellectual property portfolio. How did it come to be? How did it get to the point where it was? And the data that we have around it, what do we know here?
Jimmy, one must remember that Arms Corps was, in the days prior to democracy, was the sole government entity to do research and development and manufacture defense equipment and technology. At that stage, obviously, we had all the arms embargoes against us, against the previous regime. They obviously was incredibly successful to develop world-class and world-leading intellectual properties for defense equipment and platforms. Since democracy, obviously there was an unbundling of Arms Corps. Many of that, or most of the manufacturing side, was moved into the Nel Group, the state-owned enterprise, state-owned company. And we know what happened over many years. There was a defunding, one can call it, of the military expenses. And one must remember that not only in South Africa was Arms Corps, in the case of Arms Corps and Denel, the primary client is normally your local defense force. And therefore, all the intellectual properties that was developed for strategic reasons and for sovereignty reasons was kept in the hands and the ownership of government via these entities. Since, obviously, democracy, a lot of defunding has taken place. Priorities has changed. There was no traditional or typical defense or enemy that we had to prepare for. And in the process, because of the change in priorities, we have seen the deterioration of defense capabilities. In the process, Arms Corps has done less. Denel has done less, and we know what the state of the defense force is. Fortunately, the defense industry and many of the people who are in the defense industry and has taken that forward are old employees of both Arms Corps and Denel. So they have maintained the research and development, and they have basically moved well beyond the intellectual property value that we've got. Remember, the old intellectual property that we talk about in the hands of Arms Corps, some of that is in the hands of Denel, some of it is in Arms Corps, but anyway, it belongs to government. However, many of those technologies and intellectual properties is now outdated properties. So the intellectual capacity and the capability of people has also been lost. So what the value currently is of the intellectual property in the hands of Arms Corps alone, it's most certainly not that number anymore. And it is, you know, one can debate really what the value is. There are certainly some values available, but we have lost that to a large extent, which is, reflected in the state of our defense force to a large extent.
Well, Kobus, can we then look at how we commercialize it? If we are to say that perhaps involving private partnerships in evaluating the portfolio, reviewing the portfolio, commercializing the assets that we see here, yes, how then do we go about it in a manner that one revives or potentially revives the defense sector in the country? I mean, we did have one of the best defense sectors on the continent when at its peak. How then do we approach this review such that it does yield positive results?
Remember, as I've said, the private sector, state-owned enterprise, oh, not state-owned enterprise, but the South African defense industry companies, they have maintained a global presence, and they have done research and development well beyond, you know, what Arms Corps and Danel has been left behind with. So they are still there. We've just had the Defence Lekgotla. And at the Defence Lekgotla, it was agreed that the government do not have the capability to fund the change that we need. Remember, we have got a GDP of just over 1%. And we need a remarkably much higher GDP to be able to fund the required 1 to 1.5% of GDP defense budget. Now, if you do not have a defense force that can spend that, that means that the state and state-owned companies supporting the defense cannot do that. So it has been agreed upon, and everybody has accepted that this cannot be done alone. Government just don't have the money, and one must be honest about how the defense world has changed from you know, this very close business entity and environment that we were used to in the old days, to a very open society where so many people are working together, either in terms of a strong strategic agreements, or in terms of components or research and development. Just in terms of the South African defense industry members, there is enormous capabilities. I mean, you can just look at Paramount, you can look at Milcor, you can look at Rheinmetall, Danel, you can look at Hensoldt, you can look at Reutech, you can look at so many of the companies that has shown that they can be competitive in the global world. What has been dragging them back, and has been a problem for them, is that they don't get any support from our own defense force.
We certainly need to be doing more if we are to unlock the value that we aim to unlock here and look to revive the defense sector of the country. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Independent military and defense expert Kobus Mare joining us to share his thoughts around Arms Corps' decision to review their intellectual property portfolio.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.